This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. We're going to make a quick left turn in response to something that is happening here locally in multiple senses. And I guess it's in all senses because it's happening locally because it's happening locally. We're going to pay attention to a senator from Montana again. Steve Daines, who is for some reason taking on the hobby horse of the Commander's name and logo as his own thing in a political stunt where he is claiming to represent constituents of his. And I will remind everybody before we hear from Steve Daines, who just spoke about this on the Senate floor, something that is happening literally a mile and a half from us where I sit right now in the District of Columbia, that if the team was looking to build a new stadium in Maryland or Virginia, Steve Daines' opinion on the matter wouldn't matter at all. This is only happening because the Commanders are trying to get back the ability to play at RFK Stadium, something that the team wants, something that the city would like to explore. It should be up to the citizens of the District of Columbia to make this decision for themselves. We are adults in this city. We pay taxes. We are citizens of a local jurisdiction just like anywhere else, except for the part where we're not a state. And for some reason, a senator from Montana gets to get up on the Senate floor. And Anthony, do we have what Mr. Daines had to say? Say stuff like this.
And I've got to tell you, the censorship of honorable Native imagery certainly does not promote diversity, equity, or inclusion. And let me be clear, for anyone who's been following this issue for the past few months knows this. I am not calling for the return of the former team name. Let me say that again, because there's folks who twist this. I am not calling for the return of the former team name, which had become increasingly controversial, especially in Indian country. But unlike the former name, the logo was rarely a subject of controversy, and in fact was never alleged to be disparaging during the trademark disputes against the team that spanned many years. And while some individuals might object to teams featuring any tribal imagery, however honorable and realistic, there's no doubt in my mind that the overwhelming majority of fans in Indian country and beyond believe that Washington's former logo is honorable and it's a point of pride.
Oh boy. How far down this do I really want to go? I got a couple things I want to say here about Steve Daines. First of all, leave us alone. First and foremost, above all, cannot stress this enough. Leave this alone. We have a lot of issues in the world right now. Serious problems that need to be solved. And without getting too deep into the politics of everything, especially the week after the election, ultimately, putting my political analyst hat on right now, the country decided, whether you agree with what happened or not, And I am not going to get into where I stand on that because this is a sports radio show and I don't feel like getting fired today. But the country voted predominantly because they wanted things fixed. No matter who you think had the better solutions, there is no doubt that all over this country, Americans feel like there are real problems to be solved. And by the way, that is not something that is just limited to America. Arguably, the biggest factor in the presidential election was merely incumbency, and that follows a trend that is literally every country in the world right now. Every organized democracy in the world that has had an election in the last few years has booted out the incumbent candidate. Why? Because there are real problems with the current state of global affairs, global economy, its foreign policy, the way countries interact, the way things are at home in all of these different countries. Latin America, there are 20 new governments in like the last 2 years. Because people all over the world are upset about real things that affect their lives on a daily basis. In the United States election and exit polls, over 70% of Americans said they feel some type of financial hardship due to inflation over the last bunch of years. Again, a result of a global economy that post-COVID is still very much recovering and many people feel was not working beforehand. And that is a symptom of things that many administrations have done, both parties, over time. And this clown is on the Senate floor a week after that election talking about a football team logo. For a team that plays 2,000 miles from his home state? I cannot stress enough, Steve Daines, leave us the hell alone. But if you want to play this game, we can play this game. Because you, sir, a Republican senator, and again, if you agree with Steve Daines on what I'm about to talk about, okay, that's a different conversation for a different time. But the Republican Party in this country has demonized DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, things that, in my personal opinion, should be fundamental things that we believe in based off what the founding fathers said 200, 300 years ago. Hey, every man created equal. That whole deal, every man created equal, and man in that case is actually gender neutral. Everyone created equal is a thing that, as a goal statement of the United States, is something that I think most of us would agree with. How we accomplish that and what DEI means practically is a bit more controversial. And again, that's a different show. But the idea that you would have the gall on this topic, a football team logo, to invoke DEI when you have demonized DEI and your party has demonized DEI at every turn is so politically hackish that it would be embarrassing, except for it appears, Steve Daines, that you are not capable of embarrassment. And again, if you don't believe in DEI as a political stance, as a policy theory, fine, then don't believe in it. But then you don't get to come on the Senate floor and use it when it's convenient for you. You're full of crap, man. You're in the way of something that could generate potentially billions of tax dollars for this city, a city that desperately needs it for education, a city that desperately needs it for housing assistance, because so much of our land is controlled by the federal government that it is hard to build in D.C., you're in the way. And look, there are economists that say stadiums are actually bad and that you shouldn't invest. Fine. But that's not the argument you're making. You're making a specific argument about a logo for a team name that doesn't even exist anymore. You said it yourself.
We are the Commanders.
Okay, Doug Williams said that.
We are the Commanders.
But they are the Commanders. They're not the old team name anymore. So why do you want the logo back outside of being a political hobby horse playing these stupid political games like the silly political hack that you either are acting like or it very much seems like are? Like, cannot stress enough. Leave us alone. What is wrong with you? Solve the problems that the people who elected you here are actually striving for the government to be of assistance in solving. And stop wasting your time on this so that you can hold up land in our city that you don't care about and you wouldn't have control over if it was literally 5 miles in any direction. Freaking hack. It's garbage. Hate it so much. Hate it so much. Cannot stress how absurd it is, how embarrassing it is, and yet here you are on the Senate floor just embarrassing yourself word after word, sentence after sentence. Great job, Steve. Fantastic work. Thank God we have competition Wednesday next because that's fun. That's right. I said we're having fun next.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.